This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jimmy Butler, I'm watching highlights on ESPN right now. Jimmy Butler, so Solana and I, if you were listening to the end of the show, we bet Jimmy Butler under 21 and a half because we said, oh yeah, we've seen this before. Big game, he's got to show out, so he's just going to dish. And that's not what happened last night. Jimmy Butler put up 38, I think. He put up 38 points last night.
It felt like 100.
Felt like 100 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Steph, tell me if you saw it differently. Put the West on notice last night. Yeah. That's how I felt.
Yeah. No, they did.
Now, well,
Steph Curry listen, more than Jimmy, but yes, they did.
Jimmy had 38 points.
Yeah. Did at the free throw line mostly. And I'm with you, though, Hawk. I'm with you. They did. They proved a point yesterday like, hey, we're not.
Don't sleep on us.
We're not a tough out. And, oh, we're getting the Rockets in the first round, this little young Houston Rockets team. Okay, L.A., okay, Minnesota. We'll see you in the second round.
Jimmy Butler last night, 38 points on 12 of 20 shooting from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, put up 38, 7, and 6.
It was playoff Jimmy.
Last night put up 37.
It was playoff Jimmy. He was engaged. He was attacking the rim. He was hitting
and
jumpers.
And here's the thing. San Francisco listeners, if you're tuning in right now to hear what we have to say, I'm just going to give you a little warning. It's fun as hell first couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. You get to see playoff Jimmy, and you say to yourself, you try to talk yourself into it. Oh, I get it. You kind of half-ass it throughout the season, but this is what we're going to get in the postseason. I'm in. Okay. Yeah, just wait. Wait and see how tiresome that gets when you become the play-in team every single year. Not as much fun, all right?
Of course he played well in the play-in tournament. Felt right at home.
But, man, if I'm the West, holy mackerel, I'm looking at that team. And that's not the, as you pointed out, I don't think it's the most difficult pathway to advance.
I think I told you my Houston take, they're legit. They shouldn't be looked over because they're young. They have the veteran and Fred VanVleet. They have a very talented team, and they showed you in the West, as good as the West is, they can play with anybody. But yeah, I mean, I'm picking the Warriors in that series. Like, there was a play yesterday, Hawk, where Jimmy Butler gets a pick and roll from Draymond. Steph just dashes to the corner. Draymond gets the pass from Jimmy. And somehow, Steph Curry, the only guy on the floor you can't leave open, is wide open in the corner, a Draymond Green pass away. And it's like the only guy on the team you can't leave open in that spot, in that moment, is Steph Curry, and it's not that there was a defensive lapse. That play was just so damn good that Steph Curry is a wide open corner tray, and he's going to make it every single time. He's so good, man. Like it, you watch it time and time again, and it's like, wow, is he unbelievable?
But we've got our own game to worry about. If we see Jimmy Butler again this season, it'll be in the NBA Finals. Mark my words.
Tyler Hero's going to do exactly what Steph Curry did last night, but better.
Well, let me tell you the bets that I have working for today. I have a lot of bets already in for tonight. I have Matt Mervis, ding dong, Matt Mervis, two ding dongs. Now, I've got a four-leg parlay for Heat Bulls tonight. Josh Giddey, over 18.5. Duncan Robinson, over 8.5.
Okay.
That's your
yes, sir.
Logic.
That's a lock.
Matas Buzelis to record 1-3 or more.
Okay.
So and Tyler Hero to record 2 threes okay. or more.
So Matas Buzelis is over-under on threes was just a half?
It's not. I bought it down. It was a four-leg okay. parlay, so I bought it down.
Okay.
I think it's 1.5 at minus 150 is what the real line is. Then I've got Kobe White over 23.5 tonight.
Okay.
Big line.
All right. Yeah, that is.
And I've got Buzelis over 12.5.
I kind of like all those, except for Kobe White. I don't like Kobe White over 23.5, but that's my Heat bias kicking in. If that happens, it's
he
not
puts up,
a good sign.
Like he goes into the fourth quarter with 6 points, and then all of a sudden he has 45 at the end of the game.
Well, he's running a track meet, and in the fourth quarter, everybody's tired, and he just keeps going and going and going, and he gets by everybody in transition.
The Heat Bulls line, it's been so wild. So it opened, it was Bulls -1. Then yesterday, you had Heat -1 for some of the day. Then earlier today, it became Bulls -1.5. The Heat were getting 1.5. Now yeah. it's back down to Bulls -1.
Mm-hmm.
So this line is flip-flopping. And then tonight, you've got Sacramento and Dallas. Anyone going to watch that game? No one's interested.
Nico Harrison.
He had like the greatest late game of the season last night. I mean, who on earth is interested in Dallas? Like a car wreck.
Ernie Johnson yesterday, once Kevin Harlan sent it over to them after the game, he said, if that didn't get you ready for the NBA playoffs, nothing will. If that yeah. wasn't a primer for the playoffs, yeah. nothing is going to be.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.